Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of The Sex Show. I remain your babe, yes. So, how have you been doing? What has been happening? I don't know about you, but in the last 7 days, I can't count how many times. I'm trying to calculate, but no, I didn't think about it. Not to worry. Actually, I know I had sex, so I don't know about you. So I want to say welcome to another episode of The Sex Show. Remember, all we do on this show is helping your fantasy to reality. Yes. And tonight we're going to be talking about one name that people see as sacred. One name that people see that you dare not talk about this name. One particular name that if you talk about it, everybody will be like, who is this one? Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking about vagina. Yes. Pussy. Toto. Coochie. I'm trying to remember different names. So different people have different names they call it. But hey, tonight is all about the vagina. What is it about the vagina? Or what do we need to know about the vagina? How important is the vagina? How much lives has this vagina saved? You don't want to know. How much lives has this vagina also brought to this world? Yes, vagina is a very powerful word. And vagina is life itself. Without a vagina, you, trust me, you will not be alive, let alone sitting down there looking at me in the face. So, if this is your first time of getting to see the show or getting to see this face of mine, not to worry. Please do follow me at Sex Talk with Soul Spice, where we continue our conversation within the week, or at Sex Toys with Soul Spice, where we get to get all the kind of sex toys you might have ever seen or never seen before. And please don't forget to follow at This Is Pop Central, the only TV station that pops sex to your TV screen. And then before I go to bring in my guests, I want to say thank you to Wow Accessories for always putting this together. Yes, please follow them on Instagram at Wow Accessories. We are grateful for the styling and all you make us do. Yes, so so before I go, yes, call your sister, your brother, your auntie, your uncle, your imam, your pastor, your side chick, and let them know that Soul Spice is here again tonight. So, I'll be going out to bring in my guest. And before I do that, remember, no sex on my show. You try to get pregnant. No touching. Call your friends and let them know that tonight is all about the vagina. So all those men who don't understand how to work on it, how to work with it, how to work in it, you need to be here, so let them know. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's all about the vagina tonight.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Like I said, tonight we are talking about OBO. Yes, OBO. I'm talking about OBO, the video. I'm talking about OBO, like the vagina. Yes, tonight's all about the vagina. And I had to travel all the way down to bring her in. Now, see, I can't even read her profile because it's just too much, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to give you a little bit of information about her, because if I decide to start reading, this profile will take me another 1 hour. Yes, for you to know that I had to bring in the best of the best of the best in Nigeria. I don't do anyhow, right? Her name is Doctor. Did you hear that? Doctor, not medical doctor. You have medical doctor of OBO, you have medical doctor of sex, right? So her name is Dr. Tolulokme Okoigairi. Doctor, did I get that right? Did
you
I tried. What's the real pronunciation?
Okoigairi.
Ah, no matter. Oko is the part of her name. You see, when I tell you that some people were born for this, how can penis be part of her name? Oko, you see, she's a daughter of Oko, so I'm right. So Dr. Tolu, I'm gonna give you a few minutes to introduce yourself, because this is your profile. If I start today, I will not finish. So just tell us, who is Dr. Tolu Oko? I'll just use Oko because I love that word.
Oh my God, you know your mind is dirty. So that Oko is not Oko like penis, it's Oko Igairi. Like, So it's an Edo name, right? So
oh.
I know. Yeah. All right. So like So Spice said, my name is Dr. Tolu Lokpe Okwegere, and I'm a clinical couples counselor and sex therapist. I think it's okay that way. So people call me the fixer, and of course I prefer to be called the fixer. I'm in the business of building homes, mending relationships, and fixing sexual issues. Thank you for having me tonight.
Thank you so much for joining. I am honored because, of course, when you have people you look up to, and I have you to myself for the next 2 hours, so it feels good to know that, yes, tonight she's mine. Like, mine alone. I'm just sharing with people. Just know that she's mine and mine alone. Yes. Anyway, so now we are talking about the vagina. So, Dr. Tolu, let me ask you, you know, the word vagina is like, I won't say sacred. Let me use the word taboo. You know, you dare not say the word vagina outside. You know, even with your parents, it's like, how do I, you know, ask questions? Why is this so? Before we go into the definition of what vagina is, why is the word vagina more like a problem rather than, you know, that which is supposed to give us peace of mind?
I think it, you know, it's like, how do I put it? It's like a culture, right? So it's been passed from generation to generation. That, I mean, when you want to make love in those days, you do it, you know, people must not even know that you are having sex. So you do it under the cover. You act like, so you come out and you clean your mouth and act like everything, like you've not done anything. So the way sex is sacred is the same way vagina and penis become sacred. Because, like, I mean, having sex in those days is solely about the genitals. So because sex is sacred, the genitals also become sacred. So it's a cultural thing, and or maybe a religion, but it's a culture that have been passed, you know, from generation to generation. So vagina, that's what we meet, and that's what, so it's like, this is the way it's done. You won't be born into a family and you notice that everybody, when they want to talk about something like that, everybody try to, you know, use another word or try to be careful. And then you just get into that kind of family, and then you start talking, you start becoming loud about it. It's not possible, because every one of us, you know, we pick up our behavior, the way we behave, the way we talk, the way we do things, we pick it up from our parents, from our family. So we look up to people and see the way they do things, and then we follow them and join them to start doing things that way as well. So I think it's a cultural thing. You know, vagina is sacred because sex is sacred. That's the way it has been, and it has been passed from generation to generation. So I think we just develop or pick up this conspiracy of silence, and then we just run with it.
Okay, so knowing that already, so what exactly is vagina?
So for me, I call it the almighty vagina. I mean, vagina is a female genital that involves the, and it just doesn't include the vulva alone. It goes beyond the vulva into the, so vagina contains body. Sorry, I'm a bit distracted. So the vagina is, it's, so I say, I call the vagina the almighty vagina. And I say, I mean, I like to give it my own definition. It does a lot of job for us, the job of procreation. So you talk about procreation, recreation, menstruation, a lot of wonderful things. But your vagina is consists of the female vulva and the female genitalia. I have to put it that way.
Okay, fantastic. Now before we go into what it really does and the pleasure that comes with it, Now, one thing I also found out that a lot of times our schools teach our kids, you know, the vagina. Do you think it's right? Because of course, we really can't see the vagina. Are they supposed to teach our kids the vagina or the vulva? Because I grew up learning that, okay, I have, girls have vagina, boys have penis.
So there's difference between teaching children about, there's difference between sexual education, I mean sex education, and teaching children about sexuality. All right. So I think children in schools are meant to be taught about sex education and not about sexuality. Because by the time you start talking about sexuality, you are delving into the process of lovemaking, the process of pleasure, arousal, and all of that. And then you are talking about gender issues and all of that. I don't think those are the things that children should be, I mean, in school should be taught. But they should know about sex education. They should know about the genital. They should know that they have a vulva. They have, yeah. It is a good thing to teach them that, oh, this is your vagina. This is your vulva. Your vagina is divided into this different part. This is what it does for you. And this, so it's okay to teach them. But it is, you don't teach children about sexuality. You teach them about sex education. If that makes sense.
Okay. So at what age do we start to teach kids about, you know, their genitals?
So for me, I normally say this, that children... Now, so two ways I'm going to answer this question. Children are different, right?
Okay.
You know, so some are smarter than the other. Some can pick things so easily than the other. So you can easily locate, so what works for your children? That is the first part. What works for you? Because you're going to consider the child. You're going to consider your environment. You're going to consider the kind of education they have been exposed to, you know. So you need to consider all of that to understand what works for your children yourself. Now, having said that, the second phase is, there is something that is called the stages of psychosexual development in children. So the way you develop sexually from infants to adults also matters. So there is a way you're supposed to develop at a particular age. There are certain things that you're supposed to know, that you're supposed to be exposed to, you know, for the age 0 to 3, from 3 to 6, then 6 to 11. I think we have the genital phase, the oral phase, the phallic phase, and then I've forgotten the fourth part now. So 0 to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to around 11, then 11, 12 till adolescent. Now, so at these stages, there are things that children, the way children develop, actually, it is believed psychologically that we are sexual beings. So there is a way you're expected to develop at a certain stage. So for many of our children, where they normally have problem is in the process of development. So if you want to talk to a child about genital, like when children are between age 3 to 6, they are curious about their genitals. That is the age you see that a child could be sucking his tongue and be putting his hand, I mean, or hand, now that we're talking about vagina. So she could be sucking her tongues and be putting her...
Okay, I think I lost you there. Dr. Tolu, can you hear me? Okay, so yes, network issues, but hey, not to worry. We'll always find a way around it. You know, I always something. Nothing stops you from having a great sex life. One thing I've learned so far is, yes, you can't teach the kids about vagina. You can't teach them all they need to know, but you need to understand what kind of child you've got. And, you know, the age difference is what Dr. Tolu has spoken about so far. But not to worry, I'll be going on a break, and when I come back, we will continue about the word the vagina. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. If this is your first time of seeing my face or joining this is The Sex Show. And tonight we are talking about vagina. Like I said, obo, pussy, what else do they call it? They call it a lot of names anyway. different tribes, different slangs, yes, you know. But with me is Dr. Tolu. Yeah, Dr. Tolu, before we went on the break, you were telling us all we need to know about the vagina. Yes, she's back, yeah. So I would really like for you to continue, you know. You're telling us about the age bracket, you know, what we need to know, what each person needs to know, the stages and all.
So the question was, when exactly should you introduce a child to sex education, or should you start telling them about their genitals and the vagina and yes. all of that? So I was saying two things we should take into consideration. The first thing is the environment, the cultural environment, the social environment, the environment that the child is being exposed to. Some are in a very fast-paced environment, some are in a very modest environment. So you need to take that into cognizance so you don't run ahead of the society, because the child is still a part of the society. And so for so many of us, you know, we feel like, oh, you just need to talk to a child about this, talk to a child about this, and then you just go on and on and then jump into what in that environment, maybe before you even start talking about that, you are supposed to. So you are not being smart by doing that. You need to also take into cognizance what is happening around you. That's one part. And the second part is psychologically, when is the child, or biologically, when is the child ready, you know, to understand all of this, to assimilate all of this. And that was why I talked about the stages of psychosexual development. Between 3 and 7, you can start introducing the children to stuff like that. Then between 7 and 11, they need to know everything they have to know about all of this.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let's go into the main thing. Now, let's talk about vagina as an adult or a lady or a woman, you know. What are the first things we need to know about a vagina, especially for those who are, you know, who are not married yet but are hoping to get married? Because I've come to realize a lot of women do not even know their body, and they are hoping that their husband would know how to, you know, satisfy them the right way or touch them the right way. What are the things every woman need to know about her body, especially the vagina area?
So I think for so many of us, we buy the best of cream, you know, best of makeup, best of hair products, just to make sure our hair looks good, our skin looks good, and everything is on point. But, you know, we just forget that part of our body because nobody's seeing that place. Nobody's looking at it. So why should you take care of it? So we somehow, you know, joining into the conspiracy of silence, because it's something that nobody talk about, is sacred. So we somehow normally get carried away, and then we forget that we also need to, we have a part of our body that we also need to take care of. Funny enough, I understand that every part of our body is very important, but I think the vagina is actually the most important. I normally feel that way because that is where life comes out from, you know. So I don't think there's going to be continuation of human generation without the vagina. Exactly. I understand that people can do other form of birth, but come on, the vagina is doing so much. So it's such a part that I'm just trying to say that to make you understand how important we should take this part of our body more than the skin, the face, the hair that everybody is seeing. This place is very important. It is important that you familiarize yourself with your vagina as a woman. Get familiar. Understand what is going on down there. Get a mirror. That's it. So the first thing you need to do is to have a change of mindset. Change your mindset about the way you see your vagina as so sacred, so untouchable, so something nobody must talk about. First, you need to change your mindset. Understand that this is part of your body. If possible, the most important part of your body, if I have to put it that way. So you need to change your mindset. So when you change your mindset, the next thing you do is familiarize yourself with your vagina. Get used to it. Understand the way it looks, the way it smells. Understand everything that is happening down there. It is very important. So pick up a mirror. It's a good place to start from when it comes to familiarizing yourself with your vagina. Pick up a mirror and look. Look at it. what is going on there. Familiarize yourself. Get used to it. You can, if you close your eyes, you can say, oh, this is the way my vulva looks, right? You know, like I said, your vagina is not just the vulva. It connects the vulva to the surface. So if you have to put your hand inside, put your finger inside, check what is going on there. It's that important. Familiarize yourself and get used to it. Then when you familiarize yourself, start learning how to take care of it. So familiarity with your vagina teaches you how to take care of it, because you now understand how it smells and how it looks, how it feels. And for example, if you take something that is, so as much as possible, I want to avoid talking about myself, but I need to say this.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah.
If I put something in my mouth,
okay,
because your vagina is that sensitive. If I put something in my mouth and that thing has a negative impact on my vagina, as that thing is settling in my tummy, give it like 5 minutes. That's how sensitive your vagina is. It goes straight. For me, because I react to a lot of stuff and I understand the things that make me feel good down there. So if I mistakenly swallow something, or I take something, or maybe I use a medication, or I drink something, or maybe juice or something, and I just take it instantly, I can say, I can feel it down there. In 5 minutes, I say, there is something wrong here. All right. So that is a level we should get to, a level where we could say the kind of discharge that I'm seeing at this particular time of the month is not the type that I'm used to. The kind of smell that I'm getting at this time of the month is not the kind of smell I'm used to. You need to familiarize yourself, you know, with your vagina to that level, that then you start learning how to take care of it. So when you understand it, when there is a problem, you can easily pick it at the first instant. Then you now understand how to start taking care of it. I think maybe as we go on, we now talk about how do you now take care of it.
All right. Thank you so much, Ma, for that. Now, let me divert. You know, I want to now start breaking down the vagina aspect and the places close to it. So let's talk about the clitoris. Now, a lot of times, a lot of women are praying, some are angry, some just get frustrated just because they want orgasm, right? The major orgasm we hear most times is clitoral orgasm. I want to just get an orgasm, you know. So a lot of times we believe that the end of sex is orgasm. What do we need to know about the clitoris, and how do we get to that point where a woman gets an orgasm? Now, this is majorly for our men who are trying, who already have gotten to that point of, you know what, I have tried all I can. I have sucked all I can suck. I have used my finger. I have done everything. She just won't get an orgasm. So what are those things they need to know? And how can they get to that point where they can help their woman get a clitoral orgasm?
Is the question about... to get clitoral orgasm?
Now? Yes, yes.
Okay, so yeah, so we know that there is clitoral orgasm, and of course there is vaginal orgasm. For me, I feel that clitoral orgasm is immature. That's the truth. And a more matured form of orgasm is vaginal orgasm. Mm. But just like So Spice said, for so many of our men, you know, this struggle with achieving vaginal orgasm. So it's like the clitoral orgasm is the easiest one that they can achieve. So let's now achieve the clitoral orgasm that we can achieve. Now, so if now you are struggling with achieving clitoral orgasm, a lot of factors could be responsible. All right. Now, for women, you know, we need to understand that, like I said earlier, the first thing you need to understand is being able to understand yourself. And that is where we start from. Your husband is not a magician. Mm. So he can't say, it's going to be, he will just keep trying. Because even if he touches there, if he feels good, how will he know? So for so many of us, the problem we have is like, just the way I said, it's a cultural thing, you know, we've grown up with, don't talk about these stuff. And then you are having sex and something feels good. You can't tell your husband that, babe, that feels good. Can you repeat it? Can you stay there? Can we try it again?
Yeah.
For so many of us, we can't say that to our partner. So that is the problem. So if he's doing something and it feels good, you can always tell him, babe, it feels good. Can we try that? That's a very good way to discover what works for you. So the first thing is, you as a woman, you need to know anyhow. You need to find out what works for you. Right? Now, after finding out what works for you, then you now need to school your man on how to understand what works for you. Then now you now look at the fact that women, so two things could be responsible for your inability to achieve clitoral orgasm. Like I said earlier, you know, the clitoris is the only organ, actually, I mean, I don't know if I said that earlier, in a woman's body that is made solely for pleasure. It's not made for any other thing, but for pleasure. So if something so beautiful, so useful for you like that, if you can't put it to use, then there is a problem. And this is one of the reasons why a lot of men, I mean, that is the major question I get, whether on radio show or on TV show or on social media from people calling me. The major problem I get is, as a sex therapist, I'll tell you, it's about men complaining or begging their women for sex. So you begin to wonder, if you have such a powerful tool called the clitoris, how can somebody be begging you for sex? It means that you are not putting your clitoris to use. Now, so few the things that could be responsible could be, you know, women who actually have problem, there is possibility of having a form of sexual dysfunctions. You know, majorly women have different kind of sexual dysfunctions, but a lot of women suffer from dyspareunia and virginismus. All right.
Yeah.
Now, dyspareunia is painful intercourse, and vaginismus is the involuntary tightening of the vagina muscles. So when that happens, women, even before you bring your finger close, even the tiniest finger cannot enter into a woman who has problem with dyspareunia or vaginismus. And unfortunately for you, the clitoris you are looking at extends inside. So it's not just what you are looking at the top. So there is a place of the finger also going inside to also touch the place and the muscles of the clitoris that are inside the vagina, or inside the vulva, beyond the one that is outside. So I'm just trying to explain all of this to let you know that a lot of women could actually have dysfunctions that might be the reason why they are not finding their clitoris sensitive. Another thing could be cultural, you know, the way you've been brought up, because I say this a lot of time, your sex is not like a switch that you switch on, oh, I don't want to have sex till I'm 30, and then you switch it off, bam. And then when you are 30, oh, I'm ready to have sex, and then you switch it off, bam. No! In the process of saying you don't want to do this, it's not like you just wake up and say, oh, I do not want to do this. You are training your brain not to. So when you train your brain not to over the years, your brain understands, got the message, and get used to it. So when you are now ready, you need to start on training your brain to also understand, get the message, and then get prepared. And that is very difficult for a lot of African women to achieve. Because while you were growing up, everything you were exposed to is, oh, sex is bad, oh, sex is not
exactly
good.
Don't exactly, do every time, yes.
But when you pack all those messages into your brain, your brain understands. It's not like you sit your brain down and say, my brain, no, listen, no, sex is this, so it's bad, no. You don't. But you are passing the signals across, and your brain will be capturing it, maybe by image, whether you verbalize it, some people are talking about it around you. You just keep picking all of this together, and that forms how you react sexually. So that's another problem. So over the years, a lot of people have developed this mindset. Their brain has accepted it. So they need to retrain the brain to start accepting pleasure. That is another problem. And then another problem could be that, which is actually major. Now, this is major. The men, I feel like a lot of our men are clueless as to how to touch the clitoris. So for so many of them, you know, you touch the clitoris, you remember the radio knob of those days, you know, the way you turn, in fact, your car radio, the way you turn it, you know, the way you, the one you turn, you know, those knobs.
Yeah.
So people, when you turn the knobs of radio, is the way you turn the clitoris, like for real. The clitoris is made up of about 8,000 nerve endings.
Yeah.
Very sensitive. So you can imagine those number of nerves that are put together in that small place, and then you want to go into, and you know, some people, and then another problem which we is linked to what I'm trying to explain is the way our men learn how to have sex. So for so many of our men, you learn sex from porn. So you feel like I just do it like this now, and then the woman will it will come up, the clitoris will just,
yeah,
it doesn't work that way.
But Otolo, do we have any other means of them learning sex? Because for me, there is no one teaching them.
Do you said what?
Do these men, you said porn is where they learn sex from. So I want to ask, is there any other means for them to learn sex? Because we have a sex where nobody gets to teach. Except, okay, now yeah, we have people like you, you have people like me. But before you and I came into the picture, who was teaching them sex?
And that's the problem. It's a faulty system. Just even you and I that talk about sex, if I talk about how to make marriage happy, for example, and I'm putting together a seminar about how to make marriage happy, a lot of people are going to turn up. If I'm doing it in secret, a lot of people are not going to show up. But if I'm talking about how to make love to a woman, like I want to have a clitoris workshop, and I'm saying, oh, I'm going to be talking about the clitoris, we're going to be having a clitoris workshop, and I'm going to be coming with Soul Spice and some other ladies or men who are doing a lot about sex, and then they're going to teach you how the clitoris work. They will teach you. I tell you, nobody is going to show up. Where people are going to be, as long as they know that people are aware that they are going to that meeting, they will not come. They will only want to come if it's so private, if it's so secret, and nobody is going to know about it. And that's why I said it's a faulty system. Yeah. People need to understand that. I don't get it. It's okay. I mean, I say this a lot of time. It's my language. It's okay not to be okay, for crying out loud.
Sure.
Who cares about that you are going to blowjob workshop, you are going to clitoris workshop, and so what? We care so much about what do people think or what do people say, and then we are dying in silence. So for where do they learn? Porn is not, and this is not to say porn is bad, but if you are learning from porn, you better learn with wisdom. Because it could do two things for you. It could damage you if you don't learn with wisdom. And I think for most of our men, that is the area they fall into. They don't learn with wisdom. They just learn, and then they get home, they want to practicalize, or they have a woman, they want to practicalize what they have learned. No,
yeah,
you learn with wisdom. And that is why sex education is important for children while growing up. And then now, by the time you start becoming an adult, understanding human sexuality is very, very important. And a lot of, and talking to sex therapists, talking to sex coaches like you, should be a habit. It's just like you asking me now that. It's just like you asking, how do you learn to drive? And I say, oh, I watch Fast and Furious. That's how I learn how to drive. How do I want to learn how to drive?
That's the road to death.
Fast and Furious. That's it. It's the same thing. Yeah. Learning how to make love from porn is like learning how to drive from Fast and Furious. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. So if I'm watching Fast and Furious and I want to learn how to make love, I'm going to like look at, okay, where is the tattoo? How did they press it? That is the one I want to learn. I don't want to learn how they are climbing the mountains and then they are jumping the roofs. I mean, so you understand. So you understand. So for so many of our men, that is a problem. So we need to learn. If you have to learn with fun, learn with wisdom.
Yeah.
But most importantly, if you want to learn, how do you learn how to drive? Most of you, you went to a driving school.
True.
Or you probably watch your daddy or your brother, they sit beside you and start telling you, this is the turtle, this is the feather. It's just like saying, oh, I sat down and I downloaded Fast and Furious and I picked my daddy's car the next day and I said, yes, I know how to drive. It's the same thing. You see, what will you do? The car, we have an accident. The same way our men are having accidents during the act of lovemaking.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
True.
It's the same thing. So if you have to learn from porn, you learn with wisdom. Mm. But the right thing to do is to cultivate the habit. It should be an habit. Talk to sex coaches. Talk to sex therapists. Mm. Talk to sexuality educators. Let there be symposiums. Let there be lectures. Be free to come out and go for it. You can easily have, in Western world, people can say, oh, if you Google, blowjob workshop around me, you will see one. If you live in America, blowjob workshop around me too, you will see one. You know, but in Nigeria, if you put it together, they say, oh, a woman. So these are the problem with our men. So I think that is even where the major problem is. The fact that men really, a lot of them, doesn't really know how to take care of the clitoris. Like I said, now they should look at the cap of the penis. The cap of the penis is made up of about 4,000 nerve endings, and the clitoris is made up of about 8,000 nerve endings.
Yeah.
Now consider how sensitive the cap of the penis is. Now double that sensitivity is what is going on in the clitoris. So every man should start thinking about it. How should I, if I have double the sensitivity of what I have, if I have double sensitivity of what I have at the cap of my penis, how do I want it to be touched? That is it. With care, with proper understanding, the clitoris is where you go to, like, you, it's like a place of worship. You know, you go there like the mindset of worship. Come on. All right.
Oh, yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Tolu. There you have it. She has said everything you need to know about the vagina, the clitoris, and the penis for all those who need to know. Now, remember one thing she said. Watching porn to be a pro in sex is like watching Fast and Furious and picking your daddy's car or buying a brand new car and driving just because you watched a movie. You just don't want to find yourself in heaven. And on this note, we'll be taking a break. And when we come back, we'll be diving more into how to get more orgasm, be it vagina orgasm or whatever it is. Don't go anywhere. And then we'll be taking your calls too. Don't go anywhere because I will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Yes, we are talking about the vagina tonight. And hey, Dr. Tolu has been giving us a lot of insights about what you never knew about the vagina, how much nerve endings the vagina has, and how we are not mates to all of you that have penis, because we have double the sensation of what you have. Yes, she said we've got 8,000 nerve endings, and you men that feel like, hey, I'm a man, I say 4,000 for you, Lenny. But not to worry. I'll be taking your no calls yet, just text message and WhatsApp messages. So feel free to send in your message to ask Dr. Tolu any question you need to know about the vagina. Yes, she's here with me. Use her now. Use her well now, because once she's off the show, you will pay to get her. You will walk before you can get her. And so, Dr. Tolu, let me ask you. Someone said, must the penis enter the vagina before a woman loses her virginity? What if you only kiss her, massage her body, and finger her?
Okay, so this is talking about how, whether you are a virgin or not, there is only one definition for being a virgin, as soon as the hymen is broken, you are no longer a virgin. So all this, you have kissed, you have smooshed, you have fingered, you have touched, you are no longer a virgin. All those are spiritual or milk tests or whatever, or your own religion way of defining virginity. You are a virgin as long as the hymen is not broken. I mean, and of course, these days there are people that just there are surgery to even put back the hymen.
Yes, sir.
But you know that even if you put it back, you are no longer a virgin. So whether by finger or by exercise or by penetration of the penis, whatever it is, as long as the hymen is broken, the person is no longer a virgin. Mm. So that's the only thing that defines virginity.
Okay. So this person says, you look so sweet, I must say. And thanks to Dr. Tolu for the insight. Olaolu. Thank you, Olaolu, for that. That's nice. Hello. Hello, ma. My question is, how do we know a healthy vagina?
That is, in fact, so if your vagina is healthy, you will know. If healthy vagina does not give you headaches, the scratching, the itching, the bad odor, the fishy smell, the discharge, all of that that comes with vagina, all those are headaches, vagina headaches. If your vagina is heavy, your vagina will be happy. Your vagina will be smiling. Mm. And I mean, I like to describe that you should have a happy and smiling vagina. So if you have that, it's going to be void of itching, void of smell, void of bad odors, void of bad discharge. So that gives you a vagina that is healthy. So if you have any of these vagina headaches, then it's no longer heavy.
Okay, so let me ask you this quick question before I take the next questions. I want to find out what are the safe measures and how do you take care of the vagina? What are the simplest way to take care of the vagina?
So, just the same way I described how you develop a mindset, and then you need to unlearn what you have learned. And then relearn new things. The same strategy works for your vagina. See, majority of your vagina problems are lifestyle problems. Majority, mostly, only very minute percentage of your vagina headache is medical. And for so many of you, you can relate to this. You've taken different kind of antibiotics, rub different kind of antifungi, antifungi, everything you keep rubbing your vagina. Is it going? It won't go. The itching will not stop. Because when you keep taking, in fact, unfortunately for you, well, for most of you, when you take antibiotics for a long period of time, what happens to you is your body system starts developing tolerance. And then those things stop working for you, right? So, and then you are wondering, I've taken antibiotics for 5 years, for 10 years. It won't go because it's a lifestyle problem. Mm. So what you need to learn is to, like we said earlier, understand your vagina. Like, become a friend to your vagina. Talk to your vagina if you have to. Talk to it. Take very good care of it. And if you understand, so if you familiarize yourself with it, it's going to be very easy as soon as you notice a little changes. So as soon as a problem is coming, you can pick it up. That is the easiest way to take care of your vagina. But now, after that, then you start looking at the problem. What have I done? What caused this problem? How did I get it? For so many of you, you know, for some, it has to be because you are wearing, you know, very tight underwear, and look at the environment where we are. Look at the positioning of the vagina. Now, I said this a lot of time. If your vagina is, if you are a kind of person that you can just sit in front of maybe AC or fan, not too much of it actually, because too much of it also is bad for the vagina.
Yeah.
But if you can sit in front, you know, and just be giving a little bit of freshness, you know, you can open your leg and just stay there. You don't need to go out. You don't need to move around. The vagina might not have any problem.
I'm feeling it already.
It might not have any problem for the rest of. But because you have to wear pants, you have to wear tight. Most of the time, you have to even wear, you know, these tights that we wear under. A lot of women are wearing body shaper.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them come with a leg. So all of these things put a lot of pressure on your vagina, and it can't breathe.
Mm.
It can't breathe. So as long as it can't breathe, you start brewing problems. So number one is the positioning and the kind of clothes you wear. Secondly, what you eat. We should understand that, I mean, there are some things that are very like pineapple. Oh, pineapple is very good for your vagina. It makes it smell good. It makes it taste good. So you should Google some kind of food. So some things that you take inside. Like I said earlier, vagina is so sensitive. If you are very sensitive to it, as you are taking in something that is causing problem for your vagina, in 5 minutes, you can feel it there.
Yeah.
Now, so think about what you're taking. Then think about how you wash. For some of us, they will say, you know, you have to wash. I watched one video on YouTube, and I'm like, for real? And the person like, if you want to, when you wash and scrub, and then you use two fingers like this. That was how the person was describing it. And then you put it inside that you do. And I'm like, what are you washing?
Yes.
The vagina is that cleansing organ. Yeah. It can clean itself. In fact, the only place you need to clean is the vulva.
Exactly.
And it's because of the stress and the fact that you are exposed to a lot of problems.
Yes.
The vagina cleanses itself. It takes care of itself. It's such a beautiful part of your body that takes care of itself. Now, the vagina has some bacteria that help you to maintain the pH balance of the vagina. So, there is a level of alkalinity and acidity that your vagina should have. Mm. And because it's such a beautiful part of your body, so when I say bacteria, please tell your audience before they say, Dr. Tomi said bacteria.
They are good bacteria, though. They are really good bacteria.
It's not those kind of bacteria. They are living, you know, they are like every part of your body has some organisms. So we should call it that way. Organisms, they are good bacteria.
Yeah.
They are organisms that help you to maintain the pH balance. So by the time you start having vagina headache, just understand that whatever problem you are having, it is because you've altered the pH balance of your vagina. And that is why you start having the problem. Mm. So it's either you've increased the alkalinity or you've increased the acidity. And you could do this by wearing tight underwear, like I said, wearing Lycra instead of cotton. Cotton is very good. Cotton will make air to come in. And then sometimes because you are rubbing some funny things, the soap you are using to bathe, you are using it to bathe your vagina. No, there are soap that are meant for that place. I've not even in the school of thought of saying buy vagina perfume, rub vagina. Just buy simple, non-scented vagina soap.
Mm.
And just use it. Don't use the soap that you are using to rub your body. Because those soap has a lot of perfume, a lot of other things. When you use those things, what they do is they kill the good bacteria.
Mm. Fantastic.
Kill the good bacteria.
Yeah.
They alter the pH balance, and then you start having vagina problem.
Oh.
And that's why I said most of your vagina problem has a lot to do with your lifestyle. So sometimes sperm is very acidic, I guess.
Yeah.
In nature. So when you have sex, it is important for you to wash. And you know, vagina is not where you wash and you carry your sponge and start rubbing. Because some people, I said, use vagina soap, they will go and use the vagina soap, they will still pour it inside their sponge. And no, you rub gently, as gentle as possible. There's no need to wash, like I said, if you are not exposing yourself to most of the heat and the stress. You really do not need to wash. It will take care of itself.
Yeah.
Now, it's because of the lifestyle that you now really need to use the soap, and then you wash as gently as possible. So that's another thing, you know. So washing too much could also be the part of the problem. Not cleaning up after sex, like I said, sperm is acidic in nature. Is it acidic or alkaline in nature? I'm not so sure.
It's acidic. The sperm is acidic. Yeah.
It's acidic. All right. So because of that, it alters the pH balance. And so when you finish having sex, it's important to go and wash up. And therefore, some people, they will say, I don't know where they're getting from that, because they don't want to get pregnant. And then maybe they have sex. And then they will go and put everything together. I call it bobo tibo. And sit on it. Oh, and then God. Sit on it. And even for people that just gave birth.
Yeah.
Oh, they say that's how I'm more part when great grandmother used to be.
Yeah.
You put a lot of those things together and you sit on it. They are not doing anything for you. There is no medical backing to tell you that sitting on bobo, we after childbirth will make your vagina to heal quickly. Talk to your midwives and talk to your doctors. They will tell you this. And for those that are sitting on all of that because they don't want to get pregnant, I tell them a lot of time, if you have sex and you sit on all of these things, what will you do? The sperm will run inside faster. So you push them fast. So they will go to where. So you are pushing yourself to get pregnant. If you are sitting. And again, apart from that, it will now damage your vagina because it will alter the pH balance. When you sit on all of those things, kill all the good bacteria, and then you start having vagina head. Right?
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Tolu. So this person says, hello, ma. I've never had an orgasm. My man doesn't know how to touch a lady. He said he can't suck a lady. Ma, is there any other way or anything I can do to have an orgasm? Can you hear me, Dr. Tolu?
Sorry.
Yes, okay,
right,
can
so
hear you
the
now.
Person said that.
Okay, so she said she has never had an orgasm. Her husband doesn't know how to touch her. He won't suck her at the same time. So is there any other thing she can do for her to get an orgasm?
What will she do? Unless she use sex toys now. If your husband said he can't touch you, he can't suck you, and does not know how to make love to you, to make you come, what will you do? Like I said, vaginal orgasm is more complicated. Clitoral orgasm is easier. Unfortunately, a lot of men are battling with it as well because they don't know the right way to touch. And some people would be like, I can't suck. Why can't you suck? Come on, sit there. Sit there, get feck and knife if you're about to get capillaries and have a good time. Have a good time. By the time you start getting used to it, you will start looking forward to it. It is just because, someone called me on my show. It just made me to remember just on Saturday. And the person said in their village that they are having problem with his wife because the wife said he must suck. And he remembered that one of his brothers sucked and the person became swollen and later died.
Oh, wow.
And it's an abomination in their country, in their tribe. And I told him, do you believe you are going to swell up? So if you believe you are going to swell up, then I think it's going to happen to you. And of course, if you didn't tell anybody that you really got down, how would they know?
How would they know? Yeah.
How would they know? So for this woman, I think what you need to do is expose to your husband to, I think it's the joy of every man to satisfy their woman. Like I say this a lot of times, there's a way it makes a man feel. When you are making love to a woman and you are looking at the woman and the woman is feeling good genuinely. And most of the time, men understand when you are faking it. And the woman is really feeling good. There's a way it makes a man to also feel good. So maybe some of these men that are making love to women who are like log of wood have not really experienced the joy of a woman reciprocating. The joy of the boy of the beauty that comes with with satisfying a woman sexually.
Yeah.
There is nothing that boosts a woman ego, a man ego as that. Because like I say a lot of time, erection is very egoistic. And when you rub the ego, and one of the things that rub the ego is doing something and the woman is moaning, she's shaking, she's moving, and the man is really, wow, I am doing something. So what makes you a man if you are not looking forward to something like that?
Yeah.
So I think the man really needs to understand the benefit that comes with satisfying his woman first. And then he needs to understand that this thing you are running away from, the day you taste it and then you get used to it, you start looking forward to it. So she might need to warm him up to it gradually, and see. Then they might need to try other means of because now my problem is people that cannot even achieve clitoral orgasm. I really do not know how it's going to be easy to achieve vaginal orgasm.
True. Yeah. Thank you, ma. So this person, how do I get the contact guest lady, please? Okay, so Dr. Tolu's Instagram name will be on the TV screen, right? So it's at Dr. Tolu _the fixer. Right, it's going to be right there on the TV screen. They've been putting it and taking it off as the show. Yeah, it's right there on the TV screen now. So follow her on Instagram and feel free to send her a DM. So Dr. Tolu said, hi, Sex Talk Chat. Right, good morning there. Been a while I watched your program. Why now? Why would you say that, right? I just want to tell you your program is highly educative for young ones who need to learn much more about sex life. I've learned a lot and some kind of new strategy to adopt to my sex life. But what could really cause a pain when a lady is having sex with her husband? I've tried checking it. I even thought because maybe I met her a virgin, but we have been having sex now and she kept on saying pain. Anyways, Dr. Tolu, I'm going to let you answer that question. But before that, I'll be going on a break. And when we come back, Dr. Tolu is going to take us through why this woman keeps having pain during sex, despite the fact that they've been having sex for a while. Don't go anywhere because I will be right back.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to The Sex Show. Yes, with me still tonight is Dr. Tolu, and we are still talking about the vagina. Yes, I've got a lot of questions, and I'm really, 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 really hopefully praying that I get to answer all those questions. So, Dr. Tolu, are you there with me? Yes, she is. Okay, because I have to release Dr. Tolu very soon, but let me just use her for the next few minutes that I've got her. So this person says, okay, so I wanted you to answer the question I asked before I went on a break about the woman who, you know, she keeps having pain despite the fact that they've been having sex, and the husband is asking, is it because he met her a virgin or what?
Okay, so two things could be responsible for painful intercourse. It could be dyspareunia, and it could be vaginismus. Vaginismus is involuntary contraction of the vaginal muscles, like I said earlier. And dyspareunia is painful intercourse. Now, it could be medical. It could actually be medical. So, you might need to probably go and see a gynecologist, you know, and find out what is going on. That's one way. But in most cases, your dyspareunia and your vaginismus is psychological.
Exactly.
So you might need to go and use what we call in counseling we call it psychodynamic, you know, to find out where the roots of the problem is. And in most cases, if she talks to a sex therapist, she'll be fine. Because it could be the way she was introduced to sex.
Yeah.
It could be. So maybe she was having... So most time when people have this kind of problem, it is as a result of the way they were introduced to sex. So maybe she was anxious, you know, looking for... And it's very common to people who got married as virgins. You know, there's a lot of excitement, you know, on that virgin marriage, what do you call it? The night, you know, the wedding night. And then there is this, you are looking forward to it and all of that, so much excitement, and then you get there, and unfortunately for you, maybe the two of you were tired, and then if you are all, so a lot of things could happen, and that's why you notice most couples that are virgin on wedding night, they struggle, you know, because they will have been stressed up, and hope will have risen so much, and then the hope will be dashed by the activities and all of that, and then most of the time, they don't even talk to sex therapists before getting married.
Exactly.
So a lot of them are clueless. They don't know how, so because there's a way you warm up a virgin to sex, especially for somebody who has disabused her mind about sex for a long time. Imagine now meeting a man that is clueless. I tell you, if this lady is going to be genuine to herself, if she has met a man that understand how to do a woman right, a man that really understand how to worship a woman body, how to warm up a woman to love making. I tell you, the very first time she's having sex, she's exposed to that kind of woman, she might not have this problem she's having.
Okay.
So the only solution is to talk to the sex therapist.
Yes. Thank you so much, Dr. Tolu. So this person says, thanks for bringing Dr. Tolu. I really do appreciate it. Okay. Thank you too. And then, okay, next one, the last question I'm going to ask you before you go, you have just like 8 minutes to answer this. This person says, hello, Ma. Nice program. My question is, must vagina smell days after unprotected sex?
Why should this smell? No. Mm-hmm. I mean, if your vagina smells after unprotected sex, then it is, maybe, I don't know what you mean by that. Maybe few minutes later, maybe if you are dealing with somebody that the sperm has some issues, it's possible if the sperm has some issues and then the sperm flows back. It's possible you could, if you are having intercourse with somebody that has problem with the sperm is not heavy, and the sperm flows back, maybe, you know, I think that's the best way I can explain it. You might sense some smell, maybe a day after you have made love to that person. But I mean, if that is not the case, there's nothing that says your vagina should smell after having unprotected sex. I mean, semen smell good if you get used to the smell. I know the smell makes some people puke, but if you get used to the smell of semen, it's not big deal. It smells good, and just like a man could get used to the smell of a vagina. Vagina has its own smell.
Yeah,
and it's a very interesting, delicious, attractive, and inviting smell. In fact, in some parts of the country, they try to maintain that particular smell, you know, to attract men. Yeah. But unfortunately, they now overdo it and then make the place get dirty and then it starts smelling funny. But naturally, the natural smell of the vagina is very, in fact, the natural smell of the vagina is like aphrodisiac for men. It's inviting. When a man smells it, he sends some signal to the brain that increases, you know, the secretion of certain sexual hormone to a man's brain. So the natural smell of the vagina is good, and there's nothing that says that because you have unprotected sex, your vagina should smell.
Okay.
Unless I'm the third area.
Yeah. So, Dr. Lu, the lady who sent a message about my husband not sucking her, she said, I come again. My husband used to suck me, but he stopped because he read somewhere that it causes infection.
Okay, so let them hear, wherever you are listening, sucking a woman vagina does not give you infection. It doesn't make you poor. Like some of them will say, then you will become poor, you'll be living under, I don't know. There's nothing like that. As long as a woman does not have an infection, you can't have infection. As long as she's okay, she does not have infection, she's clean, she's neat, why not? Like I said, get your cutlery and get down to business.
Okay. Okay. Continue, please.
So I think some people have sold a wrong narrative to her husband. So what she needs to do is just to let her husband know that this is not true. As long as she does not have an infection, there is nothing like a vagina giving a head gives infection or anything. There's nothing like that. So she needs to change the narrative.
Okay. So, Dr. Tolu, I know you have a book called Honeypot, which is all about the vagina. I must say I've read it twice. I had to read it again. And so I'm going to tell people. Yes, I it was a gift you gave to me, and I still kept that book. So I'm going to tell you, viewers, it's just a very small book, but it's like, it says A to Z of the vagina. So you might want to, you know, send Dr. Tolu a DM to get that book. It's just a small book, but trust me, from the word A to letter Z, everything and anything you need to know about vagina is in that book. And the words are so simple that even a GS1 child can pick up and read. Because I remember I was going through it yesterday, and my daughter, who is 8, said, oh, honeypot, oh, vagina. I'm like, why are you reading what I'm reading? He said, but I want to learn too. You know, so that's how simple the words in the book is, right? So, Dr. Toyin, what will be your last word to, you know, people watching you at home?
Yeah, so I want to say thank you for bringing me to your show, So Spice.
You're welcome, man.
And I love you so much. I want to encourage you. I love what you are doing. Keep doing it. We need more hands. If we have sex coach, sex therapy, sex everything, sex sexuality educators in every street in Nigeria, I do not think it's going to be enough.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage people who are interested in this kind of field to also go out there, seek opportunities, and look for how to get knowledge. I run an institute where they can join us and become sex therapists. If they are interested, they can talk to Soul Spice about that. So I really want to encourage everyone to cultivate the habit of talking to professionals. When your body is sick, you go to the hospital. When your soul is sick, you talk to your spiritual leader. When you have issues that have to do with your vagina, when you have sexual issues, please don't talk to your imam, don't talk to your pastor. They are not sex therapists, they are not sex coaches.
Thank you.
You are putting too much pressure on them. Talk to coaches, talk to therapists, talk to sex counselors. These are people that could help you. It is important as Africans that we cultivate the habit of talking to professional counselors. Thank you so much.
So where do we find you, Dr. Solu? Where do we find you?
Okay, so you can reach me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook as Dr. Tolu _ The Fixer. Dr. Tolu is spelled Dr. Tolu _ The Fixer. And of course, they can follow my official handle, Intimacy Clinic. And so everywhere, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram is Intimacy Clinic. And of course, they could visit my website, www.intimacyclinic.org.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Tolu. Thanks for coming. We are really grateful. So on this note, I'm going to be taking a break. And when I come back, I'm going to answer more of your questions. Don't worry. I still have your questions and I'll be right back to give you all the answers you need to know. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Yes, I said I had to let Dr. Tolu go. It's not easy bringing up people like that too. I had to walk and walk and walk. But anyway, I'm glad she came and then she really blessed everyone and she really enjoyed herself too. So I'm going back to my text messages to answer every message that you all have got for me. Someone said, okay, please, can one suck a vagina that has inner infection? What effect would it have on the person? What do you mean inner infection? Whether there's infection or not, inner or outside, infection and infection. Uncle, once a vagina has infection, do not, I beg in the name of God and your father gave birth to, do not suck it. Why? Because you're taking it into your mouth, straight into your system. You do not want to cause another harm or more harm to your system. Let the person get help, see a medical doctor, and sort themselves before you can. You will suck forever. Don't go and suck down that your mouth will not start peeling. Me, I have told you my own. Someone says, good evening, ma'am. I'm enjoying the show. Thank you very much. Please, how can one care for the vagina? Dr. Tolu has said it. Wash, wash, wash. Water, no vagina perfume, no vagina cream, no sponge. Please, use your hand to wash it very easily. She said, slow and steady. Feel it. Enjoy it. Anyway, I'm going back to my question. I've told you what to do. What is the G-spot of a woman if she claims it's not her clitoris? If she claims, she's not claiming. Her G-spot is not her clitoris. Her uncle, they are correcting you, saying she claims. How will she claim? G-spot is different from clitoris, right? So G-spot is inside. Clitoris is outside. Even though clitoris extends inside. So there are two different things in two different places. Even though their surrounding or their area is almost the same, but they are in two different places. One is inside and one is outside that is connected to inside. Don't worry, you might want to Google that, because if I start to explain, you won't live here tonight. Okay, I was this virgin 2 years ago. Ever since then, I didn't have sex. Could it cause any problem for me in future when I'm ready to have sex? Though I still feel some urge, hope my vagina is safe. Yes, your vagina is safe. Once you've been this virgin for life. There's no coming back. Yes, your vagina walls might go. Okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show. Oh, we lost that person. So as I was saying, you know, the moment you get this virgin, you are this virgin forever. So all you need to do, just relax, don't worry. Anytime you are ready, before then, just put yourself in the mood mentally, emotionally, physically, and you'll be good. You will be fine. Good day, my fruit. What fruit or food should you eat to make your vagina sweet? To make your vagina wet when make love? Well, Dr. Tolu did not give us specific fruits or food. She only said, okay, we have a caller. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the sex show.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, may I know where you're calling from, please?
Yeah.
Could you please turn on the volume of your TV so that I can hear myself here? Okay, so we lost him again, right? Please, the moment you pick your call, turn on the volume of your TV set to make it easy for us to hear you. So, like I said, the fruits, she said pineapple makes it taste good down there. I know of melon as well. So she didn't say you have to eat this to make you wet. No, she didn't give you food that will make you wet. She only said eat healthy meals, vegetables, fruits, majorly for you to be healthy, to have a healthy vagina. Thanks for this program. My question is one, oh, you have plenty of questions. Okay, one, is discharge coming out from the vagina when a lady is feeling sexual or normal? So everybody, every woman, naturally would have a discharge with or without sex. So I don't know the color of your discharge, but once it goes beyond creamy color or light white or cream or once it goes beyond that, then you might need to see a doctor. Though the surges don't smell, but hey, having a discharge is natural. You might have it on your panties before sex, and sometimes during sex, you notice that when you suck the penis and you're riding, you're feeling good, you bring it, you just see some whitish milk all over it. She's not dirty. It's just what we call cum. So it's okay. How can one know a woman has achieved clitoral or vaginal orgasm? So the clitoral orgasm and vaginal orgasm are two different things, right? You will know there's always this feel. Sometimes, you know, a lot of times you expect the vagina or clitoral orgasm to be... It doesn't happen like that every time. Sometimes it's just... And it's gone. The woman herself might not even know. The same way you have sex 1 million times, you feel different 1 million times. The same way you have orgasm 1 million times and you get different orgasm 1 million times. So you will know, or she will know. In short, you will know. How can you not know? By what? Because the way she will grab you, or shout, or bite you, or roll her eyes, or feel like she's going to die, you know something is wrong. Not to worry. Just pay attention. You'll be fine. Thanks for bringing Dr. Tony. You're welcome. Someone says, how do you handle dryness during sex before reaching an orgasm? So the truth about it is, even when you are wet or you have that wetness in you, like you're in the mood, you just want, when you go halfway, you will get dry. You will get dry. Why? Because the penis is going in and out. And every time the penis goes in and out, it's pumping in air. The penis is bringing in air. This is the reason why we always tell you to use lubricant. No matter how wet you are, use lubricant. Even if you like, go and buy for this account, they tell you, you'll be dripping, slimy, whatever, if you are dropping. You still need your lubricant, just to be honest, because you will go dry. The air, the breeze that the penis takes into it, right, will make you go dry. And sometimes the air goes in too much that it starts to quit. That's when your vagina starts to fart. So, that has been said. Doctor said something about discharge. What if vaginal discharge is the smellest? Like, okay, it doesn't smell or colorless discharge. Could it be infection or does it show that it's ovulation? If it doesn't smell, then it's no infection. It could be ovulation. It might not even be ovulation. It's not only during ovulation that you get to have discharge. Discharge comes naturally almost, but then during ovulation, you might have a different color, right? But when it starts to smell, then see a doctor. Good evening, ma. Please, I want to know how to stop discharge from my vagina. I really need to know what. Why would you want to stop your vagina from cleaning itself? Why? If you stop it, then you have a vagina again. You are saying you want your engine to stop working. Ah, auntie, it's not possible. You can't stop the discharge. The only thing you can do is to be nice and creamy and sumptuous and sweet is eat healthy. You see all those meat pie, chocolate that you eat, stop it. Vegetables and fruit will make you smell and taste. pitch the lines. I want to ask if it's normal to have white discharge during sex, because yeah, I talk about it. Yes, I asked Google and it says it's sexual excitement, but I need an enlightenment. That's what I said. I called it cum. You would, it's like having an orgasm, but it's not an orgasm. You're having a discharge. Okay, like when you have an orgasm, you discharge right inside the vagina walls. When you squirt, you discharge outside the vagina walls, right? So cum comes with excitement. You don't feel when it comes, but it comes naturally and you'll be fine. You can't do without it. I love it. You know, it's like when you bring out the penis and you see it all whitish and milky. Ew. Is that what you think? Sorry, I pity you. You didn't even know blessings there. You know what real blessing is. You know that, that is life. Doctor, please, is it healthy to wash the vagina with soap? No. She already said no. No soap, nothing. How do I differentiate between the normal smell and the vagina? Of the vagina and bad odor. When your vagina smell, you will know. Auntie, put your hand there and smell. You will know if it's bad or not. Trust me. I always tell people, smell yourself. So this person says, please, but I noticed that after my husband makes love to me, I love the way you put that love in capital letter. It shows that you like that thing. I will start feeling somehow in my vagina, feeling like constantly once you urinate, what could it be? It doesn't matter. Your bladder might be full. I don't know, but it's okay. As long as it's not affecting you. When you're done urinating, and another thing is, if from what you said, it's obvious he ejaculates inside of you, I want to believe. The sperm is still there, and it's going to make you feel slimy and wet and kind of subtle. Maybe that's what it is. Thanks a lot. Your show is quite educative. You're welcome. Please, is it good to suck pussy? Uncle, we have said that many times now. What do you think? Do you think it's good? Do you think it's bad? It's not about what I really think, though. But hey, you said it. It's not just good. It's life. It makes you last longer. It makes you live longer. It makes you grow. Sucking pussy is a way of life. Good evening, ma. But after sex, if women go to the toilet immediately, can she get pregnant? Why not? The moment you have ejaculated, the sperm that will go has gone. Right? So it doesn't matter whether she sits up with her legs up, or she jumps down, or she uses the bathroom. Uncle, the one that is needed has gone. And that sperm will be in her for another 2-3 days, which means if she doesn't get pregnant that night, that sperm is still going to be used for the next 2-3 days. So not to worry, she's going to get pregnant. Dr. Lou, you are too much. Hope your ladies are listening. We hope they are listening. What else? So this person says, good evening, please, what can I do to enjoy sex, and what can I do to stop painful sex from Rachel? So Rachel, rule number one, see your doctor, get tested, let's know if it's not vaginismus, right? When you get tested and they tell you, they certify you, okay, then you can see a sex coach. Dr. Tolu is there, you can send her a DM, or you can send me a DM on Instagram, but you have to see a doctor first. Dr. Solu, you are too much hope. Okay, I've read that one. My first time on this show, interesting and educative, I must say. Thank you. My wife doesn't like sex. I used to force her. Why are you forcing her? That's the one reason why she will not like sex. Why would you want to force her? Make her love it. It's like when a child wants to try to take something new that they don't know. They are scared of it, right? You can talk them into it rather than force them. Once you force them, you make them hate it for the rest of their life. So talk her into it. Make her feel good. Make her feel like she wants you. Like, make her beg for you to just touch her, like, baby! Don't force her again. Hi, Dr. Tolu. Okay, I didn't get the full message. I only got, hi, Dr. Tolu. How can I make my girl reach orgasm faster during sex? Do you know where her G-spot is? Do you know how to drill? Do you know the technique of going in and out? Because if you're looking for a vagina orgasm, then you need to understand the techniques and how the vagina works. Well, you know where the G-spot is? Getting an orgasm is very easy. That's all I'm going to say. Okay, hello, ma'am. Okay, hello, ma'am. Talking about acidity of the sperm, for those trying to get pregnant, is it advisable to wash out sperm immediately, or is there time frame before washing it out? There is no time frame. Once you are done with your sex, he ejaculates inside of you, you can stand up and go and wash it. The one that is needed will go, right? Because of course, the moment he ejaculates, you know, it jumps, it flies. So the one that will go, will go. You see all those that starts to come out, it is not useful to you again. You just need one. Anyway, on this one, we'll be taking a break. And when I come back, I'm going to be taking more messages and text messages. Don't go anywhere because I will be right back. Remember, no sex till I'm done.
Broadcasting live from the core of Africa, Central Radio.
Welcome back to the sex show. Yes, like I said, tonight we're still talking about the vagina, and it's been a fantastic one. I had Dr. Tolu for an hour and a half, and I felt so good. She told us a lot of things we needed to know about the vagina, how to care for the vagina, how to eat the vagina. Remember, she said something about having fork and knife. Like, if you have to eat it, just eat it well. Like, vagina is life. Anyway, I'm still going back to our text messages and WhatsApp messages so that I can answer as many questions as I can before I tell you good night. Okay. Okay, I've got a lot of messages, so I'm trying so hard. Oh, geez. So this person says, wow. Okay. Sorry, I have a lot of questions. Only you. Slight biting of the back and ear region. Okay, so I'm not going to take any question that has nothing to do with the vagina. I'm not going to take any question that has nothing to do with the vagina. Please, let's stick to the topic because we have a lot of people who need answers to their questions. Okay, my wife takes 2 hours to be sensitive to reach peak of sex. It always makes me feel not to have sex with her. Please, doctor, advice from a disturbed husband. So the truth about it is, you might want to study her more, right? You're not touching her the right way she wants to be touched. Like she said, the vagina has, the clitoris has 8,000 nerve endings. So it takes a woman within 15 minutes thereabout to really get. So if she's taking 2 hours, then it means you are not touching her. Not because you're not touching her the right way, but you're not touching her the way she wants to be touched. So, what you need to understand or look forward to is, how does my wife really want to be touched? Am I doing it right? So, you might want her to put you through. Let her put your hand. You know, this is not about you being shy or you feel like, I know what to do now. After I've been sleeping with several girls and they used to come quick. No. Several girls is not her. Right? So, speak to her. Let her tell you what she likes. How does she like it? She can close her eyes and define how she wants to be touched so that you have an idea of what she really wants. That way, I give you 10, 15 minutes and you'll be fine. Good evening. I have a problem with whenever I want to have sex and ask husband, he doesn't oblige. I think he has this belief that women should not ask for sex. What do I do? So Elizabeth, if he believes that, it's going to be hard, except he's ready to change. Right, the truth about it is, a lot of people are who they are based on what they've been told and how they grew up and everything about them. So for someone like that, we need to change his belief system, but you can't force it, right? So you might want to look out for you know, what are those things they like? Does he have anybody he listens to? Does he have anybody he respects so much, right? If he does, you might want to go through that kind of person. But if he doesn't, you might want to send him articles or anything that has to do with his belief system. Let him know that it's not a bad thing for women to ask for sex. I do ask for sex when I want it. Sometimes it's so bad I don't even ask for it. I go for it. When he's sleeping, just give him a blowjob. Ask for it, pal. Okay, please, ma, is it advisable to use warm water on salt to wash your vagina? We just said you don't use anything. You just want to use warm water and you want to wash your vagina. You want to shrink it, Abby. Are you washing snail? Ordinary water. Natural water. Good evening. I have a problem whenever I want sex and ask my husband. Okay, we've read that. I could feel some small hard substance on the left side of my vagina for some months now and it's not paining me at all. Is it normal or is there more to it? Please see a medical doctor. I don't think you're supposed to have a hard feeling or substance. See a doctor, please. That's the best thing you can do. So the earlier you see him, the better for you. What is the cause of seeing my menstruation flow twice in a month? Different things could cause it. Different things, really. So see your doctor and get tested. Is it possible to stop or not ovulate? What is the cause and is there a remedy? see your gynecologist. I'm not a medical doctor, so there's limits to what I can say when it comes to medical related issues. It's not my field, right? Even if it's my field, even if it's sex related, the first rule of being a sex coach is you have to see a medical doctor, get proof that it's not medical related, then we can take up the case. Trust me. Doctor, my wife takes 2 hours looking very bad, and dear Dr. Tolu, she's left, but don't worry, I'm sure she's watching. I want to know if one sucks clitoris and yet she did not feel the sensation, what could be the problem? 2, does sucking vagina have side effect on the man? Harriet Kwa. Sorry if I muttered that name. But the truth about it is, if you do not suck it right, you won't feel the sensation. Sometimes if you over-suck it, maybe you suck on the clitoris itself, she won't feel the sensation. If you want to suck the clitoris, take your time to play around it. It's like you want to eat. You know how people eat, for those who are in, what's this now, boarding school? You want to eat hot rice, right? The rice is steaming hot. You know what I'm saying? You don't just dip spoon inside. There's a way you scrape the side. You eat that one. Because you know that as you're scraping it, it's getting cold. That's what you do to it. But your clitoris, you go around it, you play. You can write number 8 around it. You know, you can write number 0. You can write number 1. You know, don't just... Mm-mm. Rather than give her pleasure, you'll give her pain. And that might be the problem. Is leaking vagina sweet? Ah, uncle, you have to find out though. Try it, then come back and tell me. Is it healthy for a lady's vagina to be sucked? What do you think? Over healthy. See, if you want to live long in life, I don't know about you. If you want to live long, you don't want to die young. You want to be healthy. Keep sucking and suck forever. And please, I need help. We are married for some time. We've been married for some time now, and I've not been able to have children. My wife has miscarried like 3 times. Okay, so this is a medical related issue. See your gynecologist. They would monitor her, find out why she's having these miscarriages, and then if they need to tie her womb or whatever it is they need to do, just let them see the same guy. Let him follow up your case, and that's it. I'm completely in love with a much younger man. How do I convince him to forget our age difference and start a life with me? You can't convince him. He has to be in love with you. She understands. Try to convince you. You're going to put yourself in that space of pain. Because at the end of the day, is he willing to leave his age and date you? Is he willing to leave every other person and focus on you? That's what you need to know. Is it healthy for a lady's vagina to be sucked? I've answered that. I'm completely okay. My woman doesn't want me to suck her vagina. How will I do? I want to suck. How do I do? Talk to her. Tell her why she needs to be sucked. Tell her the benefits of sucking. Tell her how sucking her will make her feel so good. How she will live long. How she will enjoy it. How her life will change when she's been sucked. How much orgasm she can get. How she can travel from the world to a pleasure land and not understand where she is. Anyway, this have come to the end of the sex show. I hope you did enjoy yourself, because I did enjoy myself. I want to say thank you to everyone sitting right there looking at me. Thank you for taking this time out to join me in this holy witness that we are into. Did I put you in the mood? Did I turn you on? Did you learn something? Do you feel good? Do you think you're ready to suck a vagina and leak and eat and take you to another level? Anyway, on this time, I want to say, do have a fantastic night. Love you all. Till I come your way this time, same day, same time, same station, same couch, same light, same TV, Pop Central. Don't go anywhere. Feel free to go somewhere. But hey, make sure you are back next week, Tuesday, at Sex Talk with Soul Spice or Sex Toys with Soul Spice. And don't forget to follow at Wow Accessories for always making me look sexy and beautiful. Love you all. Bye for now.